If he thought at all, but I don't believe he ever thought, it was that he and his shadow, when brought near each other, would join like drops of water, and when they did not, he was appalled. He tried to stick it on with soap from the bathroom, but that also failed. A shudder passed through Peter, and he sat on the floor and cried. His sobs woke Wendy, and she sat up in bed. "Boy," she said courteously, "why are you crying?" Peter could be exceedingly polite also, having learned the grand manner at fairy ceremonies, and he rose and bowed to her beautifully. She was much pleased, and bowed beautifully to him from the bed. "What's your name?" he asked. "Wendy Moira Angela Darling," she replied with some satisfaction. "What's your name?" "Peter Pan." She was already sure that he must be Peter, but it did seem a comparatively short name. "Is that all?" "Yes," he said rather sharply. He felt for the first time that it was a shortish name. "I'm so sorry," said Wendy Moira Angela. "Doesn't matter," Peter gulped. She asked where he lived. "Second to the right," said Peter, "and then straight on till morning." "What a funny address." Peter had a sinking. For the first time he felt that perhaps it was a funny address. "No, it isn't," he said. "I mean," Wendy said nicely, remembering that she was hostess, "is that what they put on the letters?" He wished she had not mentioned letters. "Don't get any letters," he said contemptuously. "But your mother gets letters." "Don't have a mother," he said. Not only had he no mother, but he had not the slightest desire to have one. He thought them very overrated persons. Wendy, however, felt at once that she was in the presence of a tragedy.
"Oh, Peter, no wonder you were crying," she said, and got out of bed and ran to him.
"I wasn't crying about mothers," he said rather indignantly. "I was crying because I can't get my shadow to stick on. Besides, I wasn't crying."
"It's come off."
"Yes." Then Wendy saw the shadow on the floor looking so draggled, and she was frightfully sorry for Peter.
"How awful," she said.
But she could not help smiling when she saw that he had been trying to stick it on with soap. How exactly like a boy. Fortunately, she knew at once what to do. "It must be sewn on," she said, just a little patronizingly. "I shall sew it on for you, my little man." And she sewed the shadow onto Peter's foot.
"Oh, Wendy," said Peter.
"One girl is more use than 20 boys."
"Do you really think so, Peter?"
"Yes, I do."